You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. One of the important functions I'm hoping that Air Talk can serve in bringing together what's the largest conversation in all of Southern California is to have some lighter topics in addition to the very serious medically focused ones or economically focused ones that we're doing as a part of COVID-19. So in this upcoming segment, I want to hear from you. We're just talking among ourselves. What you're learning about working from home. And I need you to be very brief, not a long setup to it, please, but just sort of, this is something I discovered finally working from home. Maybe it's something that you can share with someone else as a tip. This is a chance for those working at home, listening to Air Talk, maybe you're on a break right now from what you're doing, to share with your fellow listeners. 866-893. KPECC, that's 866-893-5722. And I need you to call quickly, please, so we get calls on the air right away, because there's no expert on this. You're the expert. And I'm certainly not, because though I'm home doing work, I also am coming into the studio for about 4 hours every day. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What are you learning? That can also be to managers. What are you learning about your staffs working from home that you think would be helpful for other managers as well? Dustin tweets at Air Talk, I'm out for a walk right now listening to Air Talk, and I just walked past a woman at a safe distance also listening to Air Talk on her phone speaker. I turned and shouted my excitement to her. It's the most genuine joy I've felt in several days. Thanks, Larry Mantle. Dustin, that's wonderful. I love hearing that, and I'm very thankful that I could be at the center of that shared communal walking experience in Los Angeles. You know, I marvel that this region, with its many millions of people, can at times feel like a small town, particularly when we're staying in our neighborhoods now. I'm out walking the dog every day and with my family, and we're keeping physical distancing. But just the waves and the, you know, yelling across the street, hi, they're connecting with people like that. There are moments of real joy that, like Dustin's describing, of connection with other people, which even at this time where we're stressed and we're dealing with feeling more isolated, where we can still connect and maybe with people we wouldn't have yelled out to or waved to in the same way. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What are you learning by working at home on a daily basis, hours every day, that you think would be beneficial to share with your fellow Air Talk listeners? Our senior producer, Fiona, says, I'm learning we can work from home. The technology makes it possible. And after COVID-19, I could implement this in part as a way to manage the staff. Fiona, thanks. Yeah, I had no idea, for example, that we would be able to screen calls on laptops at home, which our producers are able to do. Matt, Lindsay, Natalie are at home, and they're able to screen calls along with our news apprentices on site. That's something we simply couldn't have done. Later today, I'm going to be doing a town hall with my colleagues here at KPCC with a medical expert, and we're just going to talk about our concerns and some of the things, just an internal meeting that'll be done on Zoom, a teleconference. So that's something that we couldn't have done before. And for so many workplaces, you have people that are generally working in other locations, maybe working abroad. What are you learning about this? 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Chuck in Valencia, I understand you're learning how to use Zoom as I am. Is it meeting most of your needs?
Yes. I facilitate mastermind groups for business leaders, and we're doing Zoom meetings.
And so what are, because one of the concerns that I had is that it would cut down on sort of the freewheeling nature of meetings where you're brainstorming. What have you found, Chuck?
The freewheeling still happens. it still takes the facilitator to rein in some who are cut off from their social life, because sometimes this will come in as their social life. So we still need to focus and direct our members.
All right. Chuck, and are you feeling like you're largely as productive as you were before or not?
As far as the mastermind groups, yes, we are.
Okay, great. Chuck.
Real estate?
Yeah. Yeah, real estate, not. Nothing going on, that's for sure. Chuck, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org, where Norma writes, "One thing I hope changes, more workplaces encourage sick workers to stay home." Norma, thanks very much. So true. 866-893-KPECC. Anna, in Hawthorne, what are you learning about working from home?
Hi, Larry. I'm a speech and language pathologist working from home, and I have a really small space, so I literally don't have much storage or anywhere to hide my work-related materials. So my tip for myself and for others is to always put my laptop away. So when I'm done with work hours, I make sure I put my laptop out of sight, and I've found that that reduces the amount of times that I go back to it.
Anna, that's great advice. I'm going to pass this on to my speech pathologist wife, Kristen, who is also, like you, working from home. And we have a little house with three people. Our son Desmond's home from college. So we have a little house, three of us living in it. He's taking his classes online from college. My wife is working, establishing what the distance therapy is going to be for the students that she works with. And we're looking at having an AirTalk studio in the house as well. So this is going to be interesting in our little space, which is not particularly well soundproofed as well. Anna, thanks so much. I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC. Chad tweets at Air Talk to those working from home. Welcome. Sounds like he's a veteran at this. The best piece of advice I can give is put on pants and shoes. Don't stay in your pajamas. Morning showers help too. Basically, it's important to disconnect from the functions of your normal home. We're going to take a break. We'll continue with more of your expertise that you're sharing with your fellow AirTalk listeners. What are you learning about working from home that you didn't know before working in this era of COVID-19 safeguards? 866-893-KPECC. Back in 1 minute. AirTalk listeners working at home sharing their expertise. This is not the last time we'll do this topic, I'm sure, because it affects millions of Southern Californians whose work lives have changed dramatically. Your bitter ex, what a great handle, tweets at AirTalk, did my dissertation on work-life balance, including use of telework. Note to managers, don't remotely micromanage. You hired your employees for a reason. Trust they're working diligently at home, just like they would in the office. That's your bitter ex tweeting at AirTalk. I just had to say that handle again. Tina in North Hollywood, what have you learned about working from home?
So it's not necessarily that I've learned anything, but what's interesting is my company has been trying to implement remote work for the past year or over a year. And because of the COVID-19 crisis, we've had to obviously, do it all of us company-wide. And now because of the fact that we got pushed into doing it, now we're actually going to go ahead and install remote work for the staff going forward, which is something, like I said, they've been trying to push for over a year now and just haven't kind of had the kick in the rear that they needed.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be forced into something. As terrible as COVID-19 is, a little silver lining here. What kind of work does your company do?
So I'm actually a project manager at a clinical research facility having to do with eye research.
Eye research. Okay, very good. Tina, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's talk next with Gia in Lake Forest in Orange County. Gia, what are you learning about working in your house?
Hey there. I teach online, which means you sit by a computer a lot. So my sanity saver is actually really short YouTube exercise videos for seniors because I'm older. And they have them for every kind of person, disabled, chair exercises, whatever. 5 or 10 minute ones, and you can pull them up like, oh, 3 times a day or whatever. It really saves me and it makes me laugh too.
All right. I appreciate it, Gia. Thanks so much. Good advice. Melissa in Riverside, what are you learning about working at home?
I'm learning that our agency can actually work from home and do more functions than we've ever been able to be done before. Many of us used to work from home before. What we do is we take disability hearings, and so we had to stop that the last 2 weeks, but now we work together with our office and across the nation to install equipment on our computers to allow us to contact everybody by phone to hold these hearings now. So we're going to be, we actually started that today, which has never been done before. And it's really cool to see us being able to do that for the first time.
All right. Very good. And what kind of agency again?
We are, it's a federal agency for disability.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. I'm glad it's working. What, was there much resistance on the part of your colleagues?
I think everyone's a little nervous before because some of us never took these hearings before. The people that used to do them actually are laid off right now. So we had to step up and take these hearings so that we can keep everything moving for the public.
All right. Melissa, thanks so much. Let me share some more listener comments. Carrie writes on the AirTalk page, as someone who works from home as a sales executive on a regular basis, my advice is to fill the house with healthy snacks. You find yourself at your refrigerator a lot more than you think, so keep it healthy. You don't want to gain your COVID-19. Carrie, thank you so much. James writes on the page, I found it's very difficult to achieve a full 9-hour workday since the additional expectations associated with being at home, cooking breakfast, helping out little things throughout the day for the rest of the household eats into my working time. I end up having to work late and use vacation hours to make up the difference. James, that's something I've heard from a lot of people, just anecdotally. It's very difficult. Everything ends up sort of thrown into the same pot, all your responsibilities, because when we're away at a job site or an office, it's so easy to just, you know, push everything else out. And when you're at home, all those other things do start intruding, making it more challenging. Heather in Little Ethiopia, Los Angeles, real quickly, what are you learning from staying at home and working?
Well, this is just something I've observed and an encouragement. I teach secular mindfulness as well as teach meditation for a more spiritual tradition, as well as counsel people through insight psychology. And all of that really has to do with, you know, our presence when we come together as a community and that support that people feel to kind of touch into their difficulties. Oftentimes people...
Yeah, we're short on time. Real quickly, what's the difference you're seeing?
Really quickly, I've noticed that on Zoom, when people participate, they've really had transformations in a way online that I never thought would be possible, not in person.
That's great. Heather, thank you. So nice to hear about that. Wonderful calls. I appreciate it so much. Appreciate your being with us on Air Talk. Again, we'll revisit this because I'm sure there's so much wisdom that even today is being learned about working from home that we'll make sure that we share with other listeners. I just want to briefly remind you that we are raising money on the next to the last day of this spring member period. To help us reach our goal, we have a $100,000 match from John and Mary, two longtime KPECC generous supporters. John and Mary, you are the best. We thank you so much. The contribution that they're making will be matched thanks to that $100,000 gift. So when you contribute right now, if you're able to do it, again, if you're in financial distress right now, boy, do we understand. If you are employed right now, your income isn't threatened by COVID-19 measures, please make your contribution now. 866-893-5722. AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Coming up, we're going to have a brief address from LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner.